Hello and welcome to On the Surface number 242 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave. I'm here for an hour. So I've got a very depressing subject tonight, or it could be seen as a celebration. But anyway, after I'll play the first two tracks and then I'll explain what I'm at here. So first up, here's MC5 with Kick Out the Jams.
We'll be right back. a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I got a good. There's a new land I always would. I can't stop to mess around. Like a brand new rose in town.
The song that spawned the probably one of the first early controversies in the music industry with the big bad word in it. But there you go. I hope it didn't offend anybody there. But if it did, well, I apologize. But I don't really mean it. And straight after that was The Damned with New Rose from The Damned. So what's all this? What have we been talking about? Well, the other week, as we know, Ozzy Osbourne died. It was very sad. But there's a lot of other people have died in the last year in the music industry and songs that you'd know and love. And it just they end up a footnote, but these bands mean as much to some people as Ozzy means to other people, but they don't get the same praise, but they deliver the same sense of loss and hurt. So I'm just doing a whole show dedicated to dead folk. Well, dead folk in the last sort of 18 months. We couldn't go back any further, we'd be here, there'd be a 300 track show and you get bored after the first hour. So anyway, next up is Magnum with Vigilante. This one's for Tony Clarkin.
Racing in the shadows, pounding out the feet, while the old men get to blame and the children try to sleep. Just another promise, they don't really care, cause the movement on the borders got the people running scared. Standing on the corner, never got things done. Leave your front door.
Don't get kicked around. point of view, but baby, come on. The situation's vacant now, the season has gone. All I wanna know is why it took you so long. It's much too late to change your tune, I don't like the song.
Incidentally, Fidgelante by Magnum is probably the last album of theirs I ever heard and completely keep meaning to check out their albums and listen to a few bits and pieces recently there, and it still sounds pretty good. And I, what do you call him? Bob still has a good voice. And straight after that was Robin George with Heartline. Really good. What a track that is. And it's a one hit wonder, like, but he was producer and all the rest of it. And I nearly got a chance to see him at Bloodstock about, it's about 2007, and he was meant to be in a band with Chris Slade from, you know, ACDC, but he had a bizarre gardening accident or dog walking accident, I think it was, and wrecked his finger, so he didn't play. But there you go. So that's Robin George, and that's for Robin George. Next up, one that really hit hard, John Sykes. What a guitar player, and should have been much bigger with, you know, after his whole fight with Coverdale over the 1987 album. So I thought I'd pick some from the Blue Murder album, which was really good. And it should have launched them bigger, but it didn't. And this one's called Valley of the Kings.
Thank you.
And an absolute hair metal banger that one was, Junkyard with Hollywood. That one's David Roach. He only died the other week, 59. Like, that's no age at all. And I'm sure some of yous are coming up around that age. You know, I'm not a kick in the arse off it, but it's, you know, it makes you stop and think. So next up, we're going to Sweden for Heavy Load, more of an underground band, but very well revered. And they only got back together a few years ago to do some shows after about 30 years or something ridiculous. And this is a track, incidentally, a Donal McBrien, who would send in requests, turned me on this song, must be 20 years ago now. This one's called Singing Swords from the Stronger Than Evil album.
Yeah.
And that was Judas Priest with Running Wild. Les Binks, of course, died recently from Portadown, Northern Ireland. And maybe you more eagle-eared listeners might be saying, hey, Mr. Maiden, what about that Wicker Man, eh? Where'd you get that riff? So next up, going to New York, the New York Dolls, David Johansen, the last of the Dolls, the last one to die, last man standing. Then again, the Dolls started dying off nearly as soon as it started. The first one to go was Billy Mercer in 1972, died of an overdose in London, I think it was, 1972, on their first tour in the UK. And then, of course, there was Johnny Thunders went, and then it would have been Jerry Nolan shortly after him. They were buried quite close to each other. Then Arthur Kane, just as the Dolls got back together and done the one gig, he went not feeling well and went to the hospital. There's a great movie about that, I can't remember the name of it at the minute, but Killer Kane, well worth a watch. It's quite sad, but it's worth watching. And then, of course, Sylvian, he, 21, he died. Seen him in the Empire and got to meet him. No, it was good. It was ropey set, but it was nice to see. And then, and finally, David Johansen. So this one's for him and the rest of the Dolls. This one's Puss in Boots.
And now you're walking just like a 10-foot tall. Go ahead.
Oh,
And following the Dolls, that was Bad Company with Moving On from their debut from 1974. That's a great record, that, with the first couple, straight shooter, good records. Don't really know much about them after that, but Paul Rodgers has still got a great voice, and he knew how to knock out a riff. So next up, we're going Paul Day from Moore, and We Are the Band, which is from the Warhead album. They played Donington, one of the first Donningtons. This guy sang Iron Maiden even before Dennis Wilcox. You know, I think the press kind of dined out now a wee bit much. I think it was a bit of a stretch. It was sort of getting into that sort of Dave Woody McCollum from AC/DC sort of territory, I thought. But anyway, this is We Are the Band.
Together, together. got your baby teeth. You're too young and I'm too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock you. You tonight I'm gonna rock you.
Following more, that was Spinal Tap with Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. From the this is Spinal Tap, and the new movie's coming out. I've seen the trailers, and you know what? It looks really good. It looks very amusing, and hopefully they won't spoil the legacy of the way the In-Betweeners done their second movie, because it was nowhere near as good as the first one. But yeah, Spinal Tap, be a few nights out, and get the guys out down the cinema, get the hip flask and go and see Spinal Tap. That one was for Finn Savage, of course, who died just recently. So next up, a song you probably all know, and probably more so the White Lion version, Radar Love, and this is Golden Earring from their Moontown album, and this was their guitarist, George Cummins. Golden Earring have a massive back catalogue, and you know what? I dug into a bit of it, and it's good stuff, but where do you even start going to buy a band like that? Where do you start? Do you buy it all? Or yeah, need some advice on these sort of things. But anyway, this is Radar Love.
We've got a thing that's cold, the way I love. We've got a love. no more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
following Golden Earring, that was Great White with Face of Day from the Shot in the Dark album, and it was, I think it was just called Great White over here. It's one of them funny albums, got released different times, different names. That was for Jack Russell, who died recently too. Like, he was a complete maniac. If anybody's seen that hair metal thing, it was on Paramount. Like, Alan Niven was just like, this guy's just mental, like shooting people and drug deals, burglaries, the whole shooting match, just a mentalist. But anyway, we're going to finish off with Hawkwind, and this one's Simon Hise, who played the violin and things in some of their early records. And this was the last album that Lemmy played on as well, I think. And this one's called Assault and Battery from the Warrior on the Edge of Time album, one of the first cassette my uncle lent me when I was a kid, and just always really enjoyed it. I always loved the cover of it. I'd love to get the album with the big shield and stuff on it, but I had to hang on for one of them. But anyway, rest in peace to them all, and I hope that maybe somebody who you're missing there is you've heard a song and it's hit a spot. But if not, go and dig out some of your favourite dead artists and see your live artists. Don't be doing the next, I'll go and see them next time. There mightn't be a next time. So on that thought, I'll leave you to it. So until next time, look after yourselves.